Welcome, deep divers. Ever landed on a web page and just bounced? Or found an article that was super easy to scan?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Totally. Today, we're doing a deep dive using insights from EasyGold's work on structure content for scannability and user experience.
A really important topic.
It is our mission to figure out how organizing info online isn't just about looking tidy. It's really about making things clearer and, well, easier for you to actually use and absorb.
Exactly. And what's really cool is how structured content kind of works with our brains. It's this systematic way of organizing things.
Systematic how?
Well, designed specifically to boost readability and, you know, comprehension.
Yeah.
It makes finding information quick, almost intuitive, instead of a chore.
Okay, so less chore, more intuitive, not just tidy, but actually helping us process information better. Why is that such a game changer right now?
Precisely. The source really lays it out. The benefits, they're huge. Sure, better readability, but also deeper comprehension. And significantly, increased user engagement, lower bounce rates.
Yeah.
Basically, you stick around longer because you find what you need.
Okay, that makes sense.
Plus, it helps with accessibility. Search engines love it too. With the flood of info online, these aren't just nice to haves. They're pretty much essential.
Okay, essential. So how does it actually do all that for me, the person reading? What are the nuts and bolts?
It really comes down to some foundational elements. Think about headings. They aren't just titles.
Okay.
They're like signposts. They guide your brain, showing you the main points, the hierarchy, and bullet points. They're not just lists. They're like cognitive shortcuts. They let you grab complex info in, you know, easy bites.
Yeah, I definitely scan for bullets.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
And short paragraphs, so important. They stop that wall of text feeling, makes the whole thing feel less daunting.
Oh, absolutely. Hitting a huge block of text, I'm gone. And I guess visuals help too, like images or infographics.
Definitely. They complement the text, break it up, make complex ideas easier to grasp. It's all part of the structure.
Yeah. So the structure isn't just window dressing.
Not at all. It directly impacts how you engage, how you process the information. There's research mentioned, get this, sites with clear headings and bullets can boost user interaction by around 50%.
50%? That's massive. And I bet a lot of that is down to scannability. Is that the right term?
Exactly. Scannability. It's all about getting the gist quickly. And that's improved massively by visual hierarchy.
Meaning?
Using things like size, color, placement, guiding your eye naturally to what's most important. And crucially, white space.
Ah, the empty space.
People underestimate it. But it's like a visual breather. It cuts down clutter, makes the page feel calmer, more welcoming for you to read.
Okay, the theory makes sense. The numbers are impressive. But does it really play out like that in the real world? What's the proof?
Great question. And yes, the experts definitely agree it boosts engagement, keeps people on the page. The source gives some powerful examples.
Like what?
Okay, so a global travel site revamped its structure. Result, a 35% jump in user retention and a 40% boost in engagement metrics.
Wow, 35 and 40%. Huge.
Huge. Then there's a healthcare provider. They redesigned with clear sections, made things logical. They saw a 50% increase in appointment bookings. 50.
Incredible. Just from structure?
Seems like it was a major factor.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, a financial services platform used structured FAQs. Simple, right?
Oh.
Led to a 30% drop in customer support calls. People could find their own answers.
Those examples really speak volumes. So pulling it all together, what does this mean for you reading this stuff online?
It's pretty straightforward, actually. Good organization directly affects how happy you are with the site and, frankly, whether you stick around.
Makes sense.
And research suggests you can read structured content maybe up to 30% faster than messy, unstructured text.
Yeah.
In today's world, that speed, that efficiency, it matters.
30% faster is significant. So looking ahead, where does this go? How will structuring content, you know, evolve with new tech?
Yeah, it's definitely moving. The source points to a few things. AI and machine learning are big ones. Personalizing content for you, maybe even structuring it on the fly based on what you need, streamlining the whole process.
Interesting.
Then there's just adapting to us, right? Our expectations for speed. Content needs to be even more concise, more visual, definitely mobile friendly. Think like collapsible bits of text, smart lists.
Things that work on a small screen.
Exactly. And finally, this idea of multimodal content. Text, images, video, infographics, all blended together seamlessly for one cohesive experience.
That sounds like a much richer way to get information.
It is.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. It really seems like structured content at its heart is about respecting your time and attention, making learning easier, faster, maybe even more enjoyable.
Couldn't agree more. And it leaves us with a thought maybe for you listening, as things like AI and, you know, all our different ways of consuming information keep changing the game. How will your expectations for content keep evolving? What new kinds of structures do you think we'll need? What feels like the most critical thing for you when you look at content in the future? Something to think about.